Well, we were talking yesterday and a lot of you got in touch with us, very exercised by the idea that over the next 10 to 15 years that the €335,000 tax-free allowance that you're allowed to get in inheritance before you pay capital acquisitions tax, or capital gains tax, sorry, at 33% would be reduced substantially, as is to be recommended by the Commission. A lot of you very exercised by that. To talk about that more and flesh it out a little bit and get a view from the Nevin Economic Research Institute on why taxing inherited wealth should be done to help all of society, I spoke to Ciarán Nugent and asked him his view on this idea and why they feel this is something that needs to be done by this government.
As most wealth and wealth inequality itself is actually a function of inheritance. It's inherited wealth in any society. And Ireland is quite an unequal country in terms of its distribution of income, and it's even more unequal in terms of wealth. So what this does, and we also have a low tax economy, right, which we've problems with the welfare state at the moment. We know about, you know, the state withdrawing from building social housing. We know about health. We've got childcare issues, all these kind of things that aren't as big an issue in other high income countries that we would compare ourselves to. So taxing wealth, let's take the example this week in the news, which, and it's the extreme example, but it's something that I think would be a good example for Irish people to understand, is the royal family, right? Okay, so the Queen or Prince Charles is going to inherit hundreds of millions of euro worth of wealth and assets, and I'm sure he thinks that he deserves that, and his mother worked for that, or his grandparents, or whatever else. And we have an understanding of what that is. They're now exempt from their 40% inheritance tax, where they're, you know, which is higher than the current rate in Ireland. So that money could be used to fund the NHS in Britain, etc., etc. The same things apply in Ireland, right?
So now, not to cut off your point, and you can make it, but you're talking about the royal family there. That's a fairly unique situation. Like, we've
not, I know, I started with the, I did say it's an extreme example, but just sure, like, bring it down.
The principle's the same, you're saying.
Yeah, now I'm not saying, now this applies, the threshold is very high. I know you had a conversation with a guy there recently who, you know, was given out about it, but didn't understand that he was actually underneath the threshold. Like, that he, you know, if you have two siblings and inherit a €1 million house, at the moment, you're going to pay extremely tiny amount of tax on that, if any at all, because you split it between the siblings. So it's a high threshold for money that you didn't earn. Like, I know people have opinions about their parents earning, and that's fine, and we're all in a property crisis at the moment. So I understand people wanting their inheritance, because the property crisis at the moment is obviously applying to all sorts of middle-income to high-income people as well. It's very difficult to get on the property ladder. So I get people's issues around it, and I get it's kind of abstract to understand that if we actually use that wealth tax to, you know, build social housing and stuff like that, that in the long term it will actually bring down the housing costs for everyone and underpin living standards. You know, to fund the welfare state in lots of ways. So at the moment it's 330. I'm not sure exactly what the recommendation is going to be.
Well, yeah, it's up in the air at the moment. They haven't made any specific recommendations as to how much the threshold will be reduced by.
Yeah.
But the word substantial was used, and it would happen over a 10 to 15 year period.
Well, the average cost of a house is somewhere, you know, in around 350,000-400,000 euro, depending obviously where you are. Yeah. So the threshold is at the moment is somewhere around exactly how much it costs to buy the average house. So I don't think it's, you know, it's a social justice issue. It's an inequality issue. It's really applying to the top half of property owners. You know, a lot of people think that this is going to affect them, who are, you know, might be inheriting their parents' average house, which is worth, you know, 304, and it's not going to affect them. So there's a redistribution issue here, and it also kind of dampens the speculative nature of our housing system in Ireland, our unique housing system in Ireland as well. That's a bit complicated for radio, but There are real social justice issues there, and Ireland is a low tax economy. So there's different ways where our norms aren't the same as norms in other high income EU countries, and we should be trying to get towards those and develop the welfare state instead of eroding it every year.
Okay. And what do you say to those then who say, look, we pay enough tax in Ireland that, at a certain level, there's people who are doing well, earning a good bit, but they're paying effective rates of 58% on what they earn. And Ireland does have, one of the most, if not the most progressive income tax systems in the EU, that the more you earn, the more tax you pay.
Yeah, there's different, and I'm not sure that you're right there that anybody's actually paying an effective tax rate of 58% on anything they earn. The tax ban comes in around 34,000, 35,000, the high end, and it's 50 after that, or 52 after that. So nobody's paying 58% of all that.
It hits at a lower level than other countries. You're paying a higher
So that is the only example in the Irish tax system which is high, right? And that's the one that's most relevant to people. I get your point. Okay, so income taxes, that's, you see that every month on your wage slip, and you go, where's this extra money I got? I get that. It's other areas, and they nearly my think tank write about other areas where we are not. We are kind of out of kilter with norms on the continent that we emulate. You talk about Sweden, Denmark, all this kind of stuff. So they're not in income taxes. They're in other areas, like inheritance tax, by the way, sometimes in wealth taxes, especially in employers' PRSI, and other areas that are not related to the worker. We do, you're right. We tax, workers at a higher rate at a lower level, and the gains that we can make are in other areas that don't necessarily affect the individual worker, but business and inheritance and wealth, things like that.
Yeah. So do you feel that the idea would be to try and tackle that by changing this tax away from earned income tax to inheritance tax? And what would you say then to the argument that, look, I know you talked about the average person and maybe inheriting their person's home, but that, in an attempt perhaps maybe to tackle the really wealthy, like the top 1%, that you would also, if you brought this in, you would affect people who are middle and maybe slightly higher than middle. They've had their own businesses, and all of a sudden they're inheriting something from their parents. It might be split between several siblings, as you said, but all of a sudden the threshold comes down, so they're paying most of it in tax. It may force them to sell it, and it may add debt onto them rather than,
They definitely won't be paying most of it in tax, because the threshold is like at the moment, or the rate at the moment is around 30%. They're not going to be, as far as I know, nobody's talking about over 50%, and there's still going to be that low, no tax threshold at your initial lump sum. So I get that, but it will genuinely only impact people who are in the wealthy top half, maybe top third of Irish.
Yeah, but what I'm talking about is trying to quantify. How do you quantify those people at different levels of wealth they're at when you think about changing a tax like this? Like, if you're going after the 1% who are super wealthy, who have millions and millions of euro, maybe four or five different properties, they own properties in different countries. They're highly mobile people with, highly paid accountants and tax experts who are able to escape a lot of these things when countries try to do it. Now, that's not great, but that's the reality of it. At a much lower level in attempting to catch those people and make them pay their fair share. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, there are issues there about administering, and there's always, and that's an issue for legislators to close loopholes, etc. And that's always an issue, and it's always an issue is this tax going to cost more to administer and actually collect than what we'll collect? So that's an issue for anybody designing a policy like this. A lot of it's property. So a lot of Irish wealth is property. So it's fixed assets. It's harder to hide that stuff. It's harder to, put them in special
Shell
vehicles in the Cayman Islands or something like that. Yeah. Not that they need to go to the Cayman Islands with the tax arrangements in this country, but, those are issues. But still, you know, social justice issues are important. The welfare state is important. Developing our economy is important, and tackling the cost of living is important, which makes us more competitive. So if we're using these taxes to underpin living standards, it makes it more attractive. People won't want to leave with their wealth then as well, or less so. You know, there's arguments on both sides of this. People will, and obviously there's winners and losers to every tax, right? Yeah. And we can say winners, we're all winners if we're putting this into universal universal services. So the balance there and how much it is, like, if you're, you know, as I said, the average house now is about €330,000. If you inherit half of that, you're doing well. Okay. And if you can put down a 50% deposit on your house to start your family, you're doing well. You're doing better than you're doing better than a big chunk of Irish young people, especially at the moment, who are all having these problems with property prices, etc. And we shouldn't be, you know, embedding a system where inherited wealth is your go-to. It should be about wages. You know, we should be steering this ship away from, you know, as Leo said, for those who get up out of bed and work in the morning, if you're on a minimum wage, doesn't matter how early you get out of bed and how many hours you work in the week, you are not going to own a family home in anywhere around the cities anyway. And if you get one in the countryside, you probably won't be able to afford a car. So, you know, there's a minimum essential standard of living that I think we should be gearing policy towards in a very unequal economy.
Okay, final point to the Kieran. What do you say to the argument? We got this from some of our listeners this morning. This was being suggested that they were of the opinion that, you know, hold on a second, my parents or I, you know, worked very hard. I built up my wealth, I built up my property, and, you know, I've done well, and I want to pass that on to my children. It's the reason why I work so hard, and I don't want to see more of it, then I have to go to the government in the form of this taxation. I feel it's an attack on people who are self-starters and who have done well in life, that it's been taken off them. A disincentive, let's say, to put the effort in to do that, to pass
it. I'm not so sure about that. The incentive will always be there to, you know, to become wealthy and look after your kids, like, you know, you know, it'll always be there. It's about making that opportunity available for more people. People don't, you know, you say that, and I get that, and I understand that as a reasonable position for people to have. As it's abstract for them to, you know, understand that or you know, be convinced at least that those taxes will actually go to the future of dampening house prices, etc. And, you know,
it'll make it affordable for their kids to buy houses. It'll make it easier to get into accidents and emergency. It'll make
the whole lot, and it'll just underpin the country. At the moment, it's very unclear how, you know, we've had 9% inflation at the moment. Like, the problems that we had in 2019 are now, we've had some good employment numbers, etc., and that's one thing to be happy about, but the cost of living crisis is really biting further now, and we're going to see it a really tough winter. And those, you know, it's the role of government to not have those costs go out of control. And as I said, you know, this, you know, the example of the person who said there, they worked hard and they got their property portfolio together and everything like that. I get that, but there's also other people who work very hard their whole lives and will never be able to do that, will never be able to live or to pass down anything to their kids, even if they worked all that time. So it's about leveling the playing field. People, Irish people especially, don't like to think of themselves as in the top half of the wealth distribution or the top half of the income distribution. And everybody's, you know, obviously, people's wages and wealth are a function of hard work, but there's other things in there as well, right? There is privilege, there is, you know, inherited wealth. That's what we're talking about here. And, you know, it's a social justice issue about lowering inequality and underpinning the welfare state and underpinning our collective living standards with, you know, into the future. That should be the aim of governments.